When it's obvious that the goals cannot be reached, don't adjust the goals, adjust the action steps. Confucius. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the podcast. I hope everyone's doing really well. If it's sunny where you are today, I hope you're getting out and enjoying the sun. It's a very beautiful day where I'm at in the Pacific Northwest, and I'm just sitting here watching the sunlight come through the trees and creating all these very lovely shades of green. But anyways, it's been a while. I graduated university and now I have a job in psych doing what I love, so things have been pretty good. But I am so excited to be back in a place now where I feel ready to create content again. And today's episode is going to be a really good one, so let's go ahead and get started. I wanted to take the time today to talk about something that a lot of us, including myself, can struggle with from time to time, and that is staying motivated and consistent with our goals. And even just showing up for ourselves and building healthy habits, whether that be through mindset work or certain routines that we hold. In an age where we live off of instant gratification, I find that it can be very hard for everyone, especially people in their teens, 20s, and 30s, to remain consistent and motivated in their goals or personal projects. It seems that if we don't receive the benefits from something right away, we're more likely to throw in the towel and give up trying something new, or perhaps not even trying something else at all. I particularly attribute this to the societal pressures that we do put on young adults to have it all together when we see celebrities way younger than us accomplishing more than we could imagine for ourselves. I'm looking at you, Olivia Rodrigo and Billie Eilish. Just kidding, they're both still amazing. But it feels overwhelming. This pressure to be perfect right off the bat can be debilitating when it comes to doing something new, trying a new hobby that you've never done before, or showing up at the gym for the first time. I think we tend to value the results so highly that we look past the inherent value residing within the process itself. I would even go as far as to say that in a way, the process provides more value and gains than the finishing result. That is to say, if there is actually an ending result in the first place. Sure, we have our goals, but our life doesn't end there. We're constantly evolving and growing beyond that, and our journey should mold and reflect that as well. There will always be something new to desire, something new to work for, and something new to learn. I feel as though once we adapt that mindset of appreciating the journey over the end, motivation and discipline become much easier. I remember I was talking to my therapist at the time, and I was really struggling with staying motivated. And she told me, consistency comes first, then motivation follows. And that quote kind of changed my life forever, because I totally used to be the girl that was always waiting for inspiration or a sudden wave of motivation to come to me before I got started on completing a task or working towards a goal. But if we were to do small steps every day towards our goal, even if we didn't feel like it, the motivation would come just based on habit, as well as the motivation of already completing some of the journey towards that goal. Consistency is the key to forming lasting habits. When we consistently repeat a behavior, it becomes automatic, requiring less effort over time. It's like exercising a muscle. The more you do it, the stronger it becomes. Before I get into how we can build motivation through micro habits, I wanted to talk a little bit about the psychology of motivation itself. So before we move on to implementing tangible steps into our daily routine, let's take a quick look at what psychology tells us about motivation. There's four types of motivation within psychology: external motivation, which is heavily guided by external circumstances; interjected motivation, in which goals are characterized by self-image or ego-based motivation; And the last two, which are identified motivation, in which the actions needed to accomplish the goal are perceived and personally important and meaningful. And lastly, intrinsic motivation, when the individual strives for this goal because of the enjoyment or stimulation that the goal provides. I think it's important to understand which type of motivation you have for the specific goal that you're working on in order to come up with a more curated game plan for your specific needs. For example, I am definitely someone who's externally motivated. Most of my motivation comes from the people around me. I find myself getting super motivated to achieve my goals when I see other people achieving theirs. Something that might keep me motivated with my external motivation style is following positive accounts of people who are doing what I would like to do. It's also important to recognize that your motivation style can switch from goal to goal. You might feel externally motivated by one thing and then more intrinsically motivated by another. Now that we have a good idea of the type of motivation we have for a specific goal, what can we do to sustain that motivation? Luckily for us, our pal Skinner developed psychological theory that can help us with this very task. Based on Skinner's operant conditioning theory is a theory of reinforcement, which focuses on the consequences of human behavior as a motivating factor. We can identify positive reinforcements and promoters that increase the possibility of the repetition of the desired behavior. For example, these positive reinforcements can be appreciation, praise, good grades, trophies, money, promotions, or any other award or recognition. Now, how can we implement that into our own goal setting? I try to emulate small awards throughout my process. Maybe you're working on a really long assignment and you tell yourself, okay, after 30 more minutes, I'm going to take a 10-minute break on my phone, or after I work out today, I'm going to get my nails done. The next topic I wanted to talk about for sustaining motivation is micro habits. Micro habits are small everyday habits that bring you closer to your goal. The main purpose of micro habits is to change your routine ever so slightly that it's not too much of an overwhelming change to your daily life and that you're actually able to keep up with these changes. For example, if you say you want to start drinking more water, let's say a gallon a day, sure, you can commit yourself to drinking a gallon of water a day right off the bat, but it may become harder to keep up as the days go on. If we were, for example, to split up our goal into micro habits, like drinking a glass of water as soon as you wake up in the morning, you're more likely to keep up with this change until you eventually reach your goal of a gallon of water a day by slowly increasing the amount of water that you drink each day. The concept of micro habits was introduced to me by a very famous book that I am sure most of you have heard of called Atomic Habits by James Clear. Atomic habits really changed the way that I break down and achieve my goals as well as sustain my motivation. If you haven't read it yet, I highly suggest that you do. The book tells us that in order to form lasting habits, we must make them 1. Obvious, 2. Attractive, 3. Easy, and 4. Satisfying. For example, say your micro habit is journaling every day. We can make this habit obvious by keeping our journal in a visible spot by our bed. To make it attractive, we can start by journaling our favorite things from the day, or perhaps using art supplies like stickers and gel pens to decorate our entries. To make it easy, we can start with journaling one page or even half of a page. To make it satisfying, we can begin to think about how much better we will feel after getting our thoughts down. These are all great tips, but the main takeaway I got from Atomic Habits was to try and improve ourselves by 1% every day. It may not seem like a lot at first, but imagine what you can accomplish by improving just 1% every day. That 1% would soon turn into 5%, and then 10%, and so on, all while keeping it in manageable pieces. One thing I've started implementing is just reminding myself of the 1% rule. Whenever I feel lazy, like I just want to keep my dishes in the sink or leave my clothes on the floor, I always tell myself, just do 1% better. and that gives me the motivation to get my clothes in the hamper or to wash that dish. It doesn't mean that I need to deep clean the entire house, but it does help me keep my spaces fairly organized. Thank you everyone for joining me for today's episode on motivation and micro habits. I hope that this episode inspired you to implement some of these tips in your own goal-making process. Please don't forget to leave a review and share with anyone who wants to start creating their dream life but isn't sure where to begin. All right, see you all in the next episode. Bye!